This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And we are live. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Only I'm not Joe Messina. I'm Julio Rivera. But I have a guest, my opening guest for the first segment of tonight's election night coverage. First off, let me tell you, we're live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's obviously a chat room on the website, and you can hang out on Facebook with all your friends. If you want to call into the show, 855-732-5563. But let's start our election night coverage with a candidate in a local race. You might know who he is. He's the host of this show, Joe Messina.
What are you doing? You taking over my show? What is this all about?
I just, you know, I'm in California, so I decided
you were hanging
to
out.
Fly and take over your show on election night.
I figured it was a way to keep you out of the bars.
No, exactly, yes.
You know, I mean, you're from New Jersey. You're going to lose over there.
Oh,
you haven't
God.
Got a shot, right?
Menendez will get back in? Yeah, really? I think it looks like Fox News is ready to call this race for Menendez, which is a shock.
So is that the deal? You have to go down and have sex with 12-year-old kids out of side of the country, and you shoe in New Jersey?
I guess in New Jersey is a sick state. It's second to California as far as sickness.
Yeah.
But no, I can't believe this. Listen, New Jersey, we ran some very uninspiring candidates. I don't expect my representative race, which is Josh Gottheimer, who took out the esteemed Scott Garrett last time in 2016, a six-term constitutional conservative. I'm talking about an 80% on Heritage Action scorecard type guy, got knocked out by a Clintonista known as Scott Gottheimer, Josh Gottheimer, who the Democrats have just put a lot of money into. This guy McCann comes out of nowhere, tramples on Steve Lonergan's campaign, who actually may have had a shot to win because, you know, he's almost beat Cory Booker 5 years ago. But, you know, what
happened with you guys?
I don't know.
I mean,
New Jersey's
seriously,
a mess.
I'm telling you.
New Jersey.
It's amazing. I mean, everybody makes fun of Chris Christie, but heck, you had a shot then. At least some things were happening well when he was in office, wasn't it?
We were a purple state with, like, Barney as governor, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's the way to look at it. No, listen, honestly, with Phil Murphy, who is basically the East Coast Jerry Brown now running things. He's the big marijuana candidate.
Oh, well, there you go.
He wants to allow children in schools to choose their gender now. That's another big thing.
No, vote for me and get a free joint. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
I mean, how could you vote no on that?
And get a pass to either bathroom, apparently, also.
Well, come on, in all seriousness, if you smoke enough joints, you really don't know what you are anyway.
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe.
I mean, you're not going to know.
I haven't smoked that much.
So you got to.
I don't think. I know I haven't.
I'm not going to go down that road. but you got, man, you got a better show than I usually have tonight. You got them coming out of the woodwork from everywhere.
I've got all the superstars tonight joining us.
Live reports from Florida and New Hampshire. Or if you're from Boston, it's New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Don't make fun of the Boston.
No, they're great. I like the people up there. Those are your people.
That would be
blasphemous.
And in the 70s, you should have heard what we called people from Jersey. But that's okay. We'll talk about that at a later time.
Yeah.
Let's
set a positive tone on this election
night.
Because right now it doesn't look too positive.
Well,
looking at some of these early results.
So my question to you would be, okay, so you got Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Woodson will be checking in from Florida. We'll see what he's got going on there. I called him a little while ago and said, hey, what the heck's going on? And he said, we're in. You know, you guys are listening to the wrong people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I hope he's right. I mean, the one thing I will say is this. I mean, I think because of the hurricane and obviously – all the displaced Puerto Ricans. I mean, there were upwards of, you know, a couple hundred thousand of them, and supposedly my intelligence on the ground told me that they were polling 60-40 Democrat. So, I mean, Florida's always tight, so it depending on how they're spread out. Most of them are in the Orlando area, but, I mean, as far as the gubernatorial race, yeah, that plays big for Gillum.
I like the I like the intelligence on the ground.
Yes, I have intelligence on the ground there.
I should be good to you then. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
No, they're good people. They're just people that, you know, they pass their information around. We pass notes. You know, we text each other, smoke signals, all that kind of stuff.
So
telegrams.
In the fourth hour, now you have Evan Sayed on with you too.
Yes,
I mean, he is
a
genius. Mm-hmm. You'll have to pay attention because I can't keep up with him either.
Exactly. Yeah, I have to listen to him very carefully. So
you better hope we're winning.
Anything.
When he comes on, you better hope we're winning. Because if we're not winning, he's going to go ballistic on people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
I mean, seriously. Then you have who else?
Kimberly Moore.
We get to Dave in a minute. Yeah. He's not good looking. We get to Kimberly, right? So Kimberly's going to give it to us from New Hampshire. And we're already getting it from New Hampshire, right? I mean, the old white guys back in. The party of culture and color and of the rainbow gave us two old white folks in New Hampshire again. Right? New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Exactly. That's funny. It's almost like they forgot that, older white men were their enemy, I guess. That's the narrative that they've been painting. I guess everybody, we hate old, entrenched white men, except for these guys.
Except when we're going to vote for them.
Except for these guys.
Right?
Yeah,
if they got a D, they have a D, he's an independent. I think he ran as an independent because didn't he lose a primary and he was going to show them, and then he ran as an independent. He won any caucuses with them anyhow. Why don't he just take the D back again and deal with it?
He might as well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He should put an S on in front of his name.
So Kimberly Moran's going to be on. You're going to have your finger on the button because if she loses any more seats up there, she's going to be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, that's pretty tough, man. And I think that sets a scary tone for 2020.
And then David Goss has become a pretty much a political animal. He's the founder of Trump Singles.
Trump Singles.
And I wonder what this is going to do to the dating scene. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of sad and lonely Trump supporters based on the early results. I mean, actually, you know what? We're going to stay positive here. Yeah. There's so many results that are going to come in
right
now.
Positive.
We can't overreact. Some of these districts are only reporting 5 to 15% of the total ballots. Yeah. You know, we can't lose our minds.
Well, actually, I wish they'd stop calling. I mean, my attitude should be you should be at 85% before you start predicting. Not even calling. You can predict at 85%.
Well, it depends on which precincts report because if they're traditionally Democrat or Republican districts, you can kind of venture to guess.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going for break.
Okay, that was fast.
I'll be gone.
All right, well,
I got my own race to deal with. I'll check in later.
Exactly, the big
candidate
out here. Well, we will be back after these messages on The Real Side with Joe Messina. My name is Julio Rivera.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Greener and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Julio Rivera. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps. You can get the show anywhere in the civilized world. My name is Julio Rivera again. We have a very special guest joining us right now from the great state of Florida. Our buddy, he is the host of the Ed Woodson Show. He is the one and only Ed Woodson. How are you, Ed?
It's Edward.
It's Edward. Now it's Edward? I thought it was Ed when
no,
I met
it's
you.
It's always been Edward. Never
some
been
of the
Ed
stuff say
life.
Ed. Some of the stuff says Ed. No, some no, of the stuff says Edward.
There's nothing that says Ed ever.
You so you're not going to rebrand for us tonight?
No. Who is this, by the way?
This is Joe Messina.
Who is this? Is this Joe? You sound like you have a cold or something.
I do have a cold. Yeah, I'm going through puberty again.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. No, no, in all seriousness, we have Edward Woodson.
Yeah, and you can find me, edwardwoodson.com, Facebook, Twitter, the whole deal. I don't do the Instagram thing because nobody cares what I'm eating.
Exactly, yes. Well, some people may. I mean, I'm sure.
By the way, I got to tell you, Julio, you're oversharing.
I'm oversharing. Elaborate on that.
No, it's just between you and me. I'm talking about social media.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, sometimes you have to do that. But in any event, let's get to... Wait a minute. The show's going off the rails here at the 6:21 mark. What's going on right now? What are you getting as far as what's going on in Florida and these all-important races?
I mean, it's a good night, dude. It's done. It's a done deal. Rick Scott won. Rick Scott won. DeSantis has won. It's over. Also, Ted Cruz is going to win in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Abrams' chick is going to lose in Georgia. We've already declared the winner in Maryland as Larry Hogan. No blue wave, as I've been saying now for about a year. No blue wave. You and I talked about this when we saw each other in Vegas.
Yeah.
No blue wave is going to happen.
Well, there's a couple of things.
CNN right now. Mm-hmm. I'm between CNN and Fox. And, of course, Fox is wishing for the blue wave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then CNN, they're starting. I'm watching CNN. And to all the listeners tonight, if you want to get a good laugh, forget about Comedy Central. Watch CNN.
Yeah, I see the responses. I got to ask you, though, but in Florida, is there not any worry whatsoever because of the influx of Puerto Rican voters?
Right now,
I understand. Those are the Rick Scott race, the Gillum race. But how about the House races? I mean, do you not think that you're going to lose any of the districts because of this influx of new voters?
Shalala just won in that race. But to be honest with you, there's really no difference between Shalala and Elena Ross Lateman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Between the two of them, even though one's a Democrat, one's a Republican, you know, Ross Lateman was such a squishy Republican, it didn't really matter. And also in the race, for instance, with Carlos Cubero, it looks like he may lose that. And again, it doesn't matter because he's a Democrat. You understand? So it really doesn't matter. And
does it not matter in terms of just holding on to that majority? Because if there's, remember, there's some slippage that can, if there's some slippage in Florida, we obviously know, and we're going to talk a little bit more later on regarding the situation on the ground here in California, where there was a lot of issues with voter registrations. There's, you know, obviously the grumblings are people who are not eligible to vote voting in a place like California.
I think we're going to take the House, Julio. I think we're going to take the House.
Really? So you should advise Fox News of that, because according to the America's Election Headquarters midterms probability meter, they're still showing 83% chance that the Democrats are going to actually take the House.
Okay, so I'm watching right now. Like, for instance, I'm watching CNN, and they're saying control of U.S. House too close to call. That's their clarion. You know what that means?
That means that they're scared.
Correct. So Fox, and again, I always have to caution people about, and the people listening out there, Fox is nothing more than a mind fook for all of us, for conservatives. Fox is not your friend. Fox is, you know, look, there's like three people at Fox that like Trump. Remember, it's Rupert Murdoch's sons that run Fox now.
Yes.
Mm. There's no love for Trump at Fox.
Yeah, so, it may have changed, but I think like this, you know, through his actual election, I mean, they did give him a lot of positive press and the ability to kind of have like an open soapbox whenever he
money,
wanted,
though,
whenever
yeah,
he wanted
just about
to.
Money. That's just a corporate decision about money. That's all it is.
Mm. Okay, well, we learn something new every day, and thank you so much for that.
They hate him because they're part of the establishment. Remember, the Republican establishment still hates Trump. They still want to get rid of him.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that there was a he showed his inability to work with them when I think he bounced people like Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus and, you know.
God bless him.
Yeah, well, that was a bad decision, I think, from the outset. Listen, if Donald Trump, if there's for any reason an issue with him holding on to the House, you could probably direct it to one issue, and that's the health care issue. Republicans ran for years, and they tried to inspire conservatives behind this idea that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and they were going to make it more, you know, free market, and there were going to be more choices for consumers and all this. None of that ever materialized. The American Health Care Act was, you know, the Obamacare light. They wasted 23 legislative days last year. You know, right in the spring when they were supposed to be getting things done. They were lucky to pull off tax reform before the end of the calendar year in 2017. If there's any backlash whatsoever, and maybe the Republicans do, let's say, God forbid, it gets close in the House or whatnot, it's probably going to point back to that issue as well as the immigration issue.
Well, no, that's absolutely true. Look, because and the reason why you only got tax reform is because, again, they hate Trump, and that was just Paul Ryan and that crew that just threw that in there, and that's why you didn't get anything done. You're absolutely right, and again, it goes back to the fact that basically they still hate. Dude, they're faking constantly. Like, look at Paul Ryan the other day, comes out and talks about the birthright citizen, saying, "Well, obviously you can't do that." He doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no idea.
Hey, well, let me ask you. You're an attorney, right, Ed? Ed, you're an attorney by trade,
absolutely.
Right? Okay, so I had an issue with that because, and I spoke about this on a couple of shows last week. I do think something like that, and I believe just like most everything, should go through Congress, and it should be like a legislative action. Well, we're going to have to just, can you can't hold on and catch me on the other side of the break, Ed?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so we're going to finish that thought with Edward Woodson. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm your guest host, Julio Rivera.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midterm election polls closing in the eastern U.S., and most of the races called so far are not a big surprise. There's the Northern Virginia congressional race in which Democrat Jennifer Wexton is the projected winner over Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock. If it holds, it's the first House seat of the evening to flip from GOP to Democrat. Now there's a projection that Democrat Donna Shalala will beat Republican Maria Elvira Salazar to represent Florida's 27th House district. Other projected Democratic wins, not surprising, like Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with Democrats. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell has advice for Dems if they do end up taking back the U.S. House.
Legislate, legislate, legislate. Don't investigate, investigate, investigate.
Election night coverage on USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
And welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Julio Rivera. And of course, you can find us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Check out TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get us anywhere in the civilized world. And in Florida, which is part of somewhat the civilized world, we have Edward Woodson of the Edward Woodson Show still on the line. Ed, we were trying to complete a thought right before we went out to break. Legally, from the perspective of you being an attorney, what's your perspective on what Trump can do via executive order regarding birthright citizenship?
He absolutely can do it. Look, the framers of the Constitution, first of all, let's go back, because remember, the 14th Amendment was specifically passed to give blacks, freed slaves, and their children citizenship, because they had passed the 13th Amendment, okay? And, of course, the South was run by Democrats. Let me remind people of that. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, Democrats basically down South said, okay, well, you know what? You can free the slaves if you want, but we're not going to give them citizenship. So the 14th Amendment was created for that reason. And when they wrote the 14th Amendment, they specifically talked about it, and they specifically said that that it wasn't meant for illegal aliens specifically. So I mean, this happened in the 1960s, and it became this government mandate because of Lyndon Johnson. But you know, it was never law. It was never the rule of law, and it's never gone to the Supreme Court. So he can absolutely do this. There's no question about it. But, of course, people that don't know the law, they all go, well, you know, it's groupthink. Now, you know how this is, Julio. Mm. You know, these people, they have groupthink, and they go, well, there's no way you can do that. What do you mean?
What do you think are the limits of executive power, I guess, as part of the broader conversation? So what else can Trump fix or break via executive fiat.
It's a case-by-case basis. But, you know, this has to be dealt with Congress. But he can certainly, because, look, this has never been addressed. The Supreme Court's never been addressed. And they bring up the case of, for instance, the case of the Chinese individual in the 1920s, that Supreme Court case. And they also bring up, remember, they also had to pass a specific amendment about to give Indian citizenship in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people don't understand the history of this. Mm-hmm. And they're just sitting there talking, and they don't know what they're talking about. And it's just talking points.
Mm.
So in this specific issue, absolutely, 100%, he's right. Or he wouldn't be saying this.
Okay, well, then let me take you in this direction, right? The rallying cry of the Trump movement in many ways was, you know, comprehensive immigration reform, securing the borders, ending, DACA and all these, unconstitutional, supposedly, programs. Strategically, you know, given the powers that he does possess as president of the United States, how far can he take things on his own without Congress as far as delivering on those promises that he made in 2016?
Well, in terms of what? I mean, you have to look at it from a case-by-case basis.
In terms of just immediately, I guess, calling for the enforcement of our immigration laws, getting people out of the country immediately. There's always these people, they get these public advocates. They come out and try to defend the rights of these people who really should not have any constitutional right to protection because they're in our country legally. How could he address it?
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree. Look, this is always funny to me. It's always funny to me because you always hear this, right? Mm-hmm. You always hear, well, we need comprehensive immigration reform. No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, we actually don't. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is enforce the laws.
Yep.
That's all we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any comprehensive. See, this is a canard by the enlightened elites, right? In both parties, because I've always maintained it's the same party, dude. Okay?
Yes.
There's no
mm-hmm.
difference between mm-hmm. the Republicans and the
yeah,
Democrats.
Not a lot of difference between Patty Murray and Paul Ryan, other than that they probably use different bathrooms.
No.
Except
no.
They're in New York, they probably use the same bathroom. God knows.
No, right. I mean, they want to fool us into believing that they're different, but they're really not. And that's mm-hmm. look, and that's why Trump is president. Look, because the base of the Republican Party hates the GOP mm-hmm. as well. They should. You know, that's why there's this fundamental transformation going on. It's still going on, I would argue, because I would also argue that Trump's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's actually our first independent president.
He is in some ways. I can't necessarily dispute that just based on the fact that he's all over the place on some issues, like the health care issue
sure.
that we've mentioned before. I mean, I think he's a big government progressive on health care, and that's kind of it's why we're kind of afraid to see the other shoe drop. It's almost better. I was just going to say, it's almost better. Do you let Obamacare just collapse and then kind of just get rid of all the regulations and kind of strip back to where we were in 2009? Or how do we go about doing that? Is it going to be worse if another big government healthcare comprehensive reform plan comes out because it's going to be, kind of similar to what we already have?
Well, you mentioned, it's funny because you had mentioned earlier about healthcare, in this election. And I keep hearing about, I've been hearing about healthcare, and you see these goofy exit polls, which, I don't think they mean anything. Where they said, well, everybody cares about health care is the number one issue. I think that's a canard. I don't think they care about it, and I don't think the Republicans care about health care. I think they care more importantly about the border. I think they do. I think that Trump has a certain instinct about certain things. Like, for instance, they go, well, you should talk about the border. Like, when I hear Democrats saying, well, he should talk about the economy. He should talk about the economy. That tells me he should be doing exactly what he's doing, which is I think that all this stuff is a canard, and I think that the voters, the base, they respond to Trump going out and doing these rallies.
Yeah, they most certainly do. I mean, that's one of the things that was the most shocking. You talk about a party being dead. On Inauguration Day last year, a lot of people don't remember this, but the Democrat Party across the board According to polling, which we can take with a grain of salt, but it does give us a little bit of a guide. According to polling, the Democrat Party only had a 30% approval rating. More to the point, the leading Democrat in the country, Nancy Pelosi, only had a 19% approval rating. I've watched a lot of ads since I was here in California. I actually joked with Joe Messina on the phone earlier about this. I've seen some of the ads, and the messaging is just all over the place. I saw an ad for a Democrat that if I'd closed my eyes and didn't read what the screen said, I would have thought it was an ad for a conservative. Now, you know they're either lying or they're just borrowing the Republican message because it's resonating more with voters.
Of course they're lying.
Well, of course. But I mean, no, but that just tells you, like what was really, let's say the Democrats get smashed here, and let's say, like, you're right, and I pray that you are, my brother, but let's say they're crushed here. What actually happens?
Well, I want to push back a little bit to you in terms of polling. I think what this shows is that polling is nothing more than trying to form public opinion.
Yes.
And it's nothing more than that, and that's all it is, and that it doesn't measure anything. I'm going to tell you, like, for instance, in Florida, you're going to see this, that Dillon is going to lose, and there's the Bradley effect, right? Which we saw, you know, years ago with the mayor of L.A. It happened in that election in L.A. Tom Bradley ran for mayor, and everybody, like, said, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. Because they're afraid to be labeled as a racist, so they say they're going to vote for this guy. Same thing happened with Gillum. Same thing happened with Stacey Adams. Same thing happened with Ben Jealous in Maryland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because people lie to the pollsters, they don't care, and it's completely fugazi. You're from New York. It's fugazi.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of garbage. What I think it is, it's public. It's almost tantamount to mind control or propagandist style manipulation of the masses. You feed somebody a lie long enough, then you're going to try to break their spirit through that vacuum, you know, just hearing that echo chamber. Boom, boom, you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Look, that's what media is. In fact, all it is voter suppression. We saw that last election, right? We saw that last election. Well, Hillary's going to win.
Yep,
so that
definitely
tells you, well, don't go vote. There's no reason to go vote. Same thing happened here.
And they're lying. And listen, we're going to have to leave it right there for this segment. Thank you so much.
Brother.
EdwardWoodson.com. EdwardWoodson.com. You go check him out. And we'll be back on the other side of the break with more of The Real Side.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, that's one way to come in off of a break. My name is Julio Rivera, and welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook. A lot of great social media interaction here on this election night. One thing I want to read from the thread at the fans of The Real Side with Joe Messina from Ron Blevins. Well, nothing changed here. Kane, referring to Tim Kaine, who was actually the vice presidential candidate in the last presidential election with Hillary Clinton, is still my POS senator, and Morgan Griffith is still my great congressman. So, win some, lose some. I guess is kind of what we're seeing here. I gotta see something here. Look at a couple of results that are coming in actually, and we're getting our information, and it's changing actually in real time as I'm looking at it from the Fox News America's election headquarters desk. With 47% of New Jersey in, Bob Menendez is looking pretty strong. He has a lead of over 100,000 votes over Bob Hugin or whatever they call him. I didn't think he was the right guy to run for New Jersey. I think that when you run a hard conservative in New Jersey, you'd be surprised how well they do. I could just tell you the stories of, you know, my buddy Steve Lonergan in 2013 against Cory Booker. If it wasn't for him getting kind of
played out, if you want to use that terminology, by then-Governor Chris Christie in putting the special election on a different day than the standard election day. That hurt him, you know, going, against Booker basically 1-1 without the party's cover. And obviously that cost us a Senate seat in New Jersey. Well, not really cost us one. It was Frank Lautenberg's seat for about 40 years. But Menendez looks pretty strong. And we're going to look at some of the other races here. In Missouri, very early, McCaskill, Democrats up on Hawley. Mississippi special election, SB is up over Hyde Michael. That's a Democrat beating a Republican. According to what they have, this interesting thing here, it's called the 2018 probability meter on the Fox News website. As of right now, there's a 69% chance that the Republicans are going to hold on to the Senate. But you already knew that. I mean, we kind of already had an idea about that. The needle that I'm watching is actually the control of House needle, which is showing right now an 83% chance that the Democrats walk away with the House. Now, that's a very, very scary proposition, which we're going to discuss a lot more over the course of the evening. A couple of things I just want to put out there initially just on that issue as far as, you know, the House, you know, winning the House. How important is it to hold the House? Yes, it's important to hold the House. It's going to slow down Trump's agenda if we lose the House. But spending bills are still going to be moved and pushed through. In order to get anything other than the legislative, or I'm sorry, the judicial stuff, the judicial stuff should be okay for the most part. Trump has been nominating waves and waves of new circuit court judges. That's going to happen through the Senate, and it's going to be executed, I think, flawlessly. I think we're going to have the courts are just going to be completely remade, even by the time the first Trump term is over. Is he winning a second term? I think he's almost guaranteed to win a second term because he's so wildly popular. I mean, I think Donald Trump is going to do good. I think that in certain places where I think the House may flip, I think the House flipping, and I tried to kind of get in that with Edward Woodson earlier, was that, you know, there's going to be certain congressional districts in Florida which are going to be affected by the influx of Puerto Ricans. And Puerto Ricans traditionally vote more liberal. You know, the for God's sakes, the leader of the supposed Republican Party in Puerto Rico, which is Rosello, who's the governor, he's considered a Republican by Puerto Rican standards. He endorsed Obama in 2012. So there is really no true constitutional conservatism, you know, as far as in the frame of mind of people who are native to the island themselves. And there's, you know, tens of, I believe, upwards of a quarter million, I believe, that are now resettled mostly in the Orlando area. That's obviously going to change the demographics a little bit there. We also have all the issues in the state of California. That may play big in House races. We want to keep them both, and it's dire that we do, as far as if we want to see the full vision of Trump's America. Very rarely, and not in recent history, has a president got to retain control of both chambers on his first midterm. You know, usually you lose something. You lose the House. Usually it's a referendum on how well the president is doing through the early part of their administration. But Trump, by every metric, and the most important metrics, the economic metrics, he's hitting home runs all across the board. I mean, for traditionally Democrat demographics, you know, the blacks, the Latinos, women, wages are up, you know, taxes are down, which means you're getting more money in your pocket. Entrepreneurs are doing a lot better. There's a lot more startups. More money is being lent out to new businesses. We're a better country than we were for the 8 years of economic stagnation and Obamanomics. I mean, that was just truly a pathetic black eye in the history of America. Why, based on results, would voters want to ever hand the reins to the American economy back to the Democrats? That's one thing that I've never been able to get through my head. I mean, it seems like all the rhetoric was just very anti-Trump. We don't like him. We don't like what he has to say. We don't like, maybe we like what he says, kind of, but we don't like how he says it. Who cares? I mean, ultimately, we're in a much better position now than we were. And it's not just corporatists and Wall Street. It's going all the way from there, all the way down to Main Street and trickling down to the worker. For all you people out there that might be listening, I know the listeners don't, but a lot of your friends might sit there and, you know, cast a negative light to trickle down economics, and it doesn't work, and the little guy always gets screwed. No, everybody in America is doing much better. As of right now, 82% control of the House probability to the Democrats. Again, according to the Fox News probability meter, which is constantly shifting. I have no idea what kind of statistician is running this. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna try to find this here because I think it's actually pretty hilarious. They should have an explanation of how it works. Let me see here. And actually, just so we're live right now, 95 Republican House seats are solid, 89 Democrats. So even though the Republicans have a lead, the Fox News metric is still showing that the Democrats have a better shot. I'm going to get back to a couple of these results here because we got to look at some of these things here in the House. California District, Florida. My eyes are deceiving me here. Florida, Congressional District 26 here. Mercosell Powell, it looks like they're calling it, actually, over Curbelo. That's going to be a Democrat seat. Shalala over Salazar. That's going to be another Democrat seat. We got some early results here in Illinois, Congressional District 6, Kasten up on Roskam with only 22% in. Illinois, Congressional District 14, 52% of the vote in. It's kind of tight. Underwood up by 4% over Holtgren, who is the Republican in that race. It's going to be a long night. It's going to be a while before we know, but the most important race that I'm watching is obviously Joe Messina's race, and we're going to hear all about that when he comes back and rejoins us later in the show. I don't know. Did Trump do enough? Did legislatively the Republicans do enough? Do the American people think that the Republicans deserve to be, to retain control of that chamber? I would think that that's a slam dunk. Again, you can never completely account for all the factors, including voter fraud. What I talked with Ed Woodson on in the previous segment, as far as the propagandist media, you know, trying to convince people that the president's doing a bad job. You know, ultimately, listen, the president needs the support of Congress in order to fully implement his agenda. And I think that he had resistance because there was a carryover of the Never Trumpers and, oh, this is not our guy, and all that nonsense. You know, I think for the most part we've gotten past that. I think a lot of those people kind of got on board with Trump because they saw how popular, the approval or how good the approval ratings were for the party after they passed comprehensive tax reform. It's a matter of doing more of that, you know. And we talked also earlier in the show regarding health care. We still need a freer market with more choices for people. You know, one of the things I've never understood this in young people, I feel bad for them. You know, you make some bad decisions when you're young, especially politically. To sit there and support the American Health Care Act, which basically required young people to offset the elevated health care costs of older people and pay more than their fair share, which is kind of a buzzword sometimes with Democrats. They always say, oh, the wealthy don't pay their fair share. You know, you had young people no longer qualifying for catastrophic health plans. Been significantly cheaper than what they have to pay for now. It's just a mess. We're going to talk about that and so much more. We've so early in the show, we're going to have Dave Goss from Trump Singles joining us in the next segment for a while. That's going to be interesting. Don't go anywhere. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina with Julio Rivera.